I'm Christine Dean, and this is a virtual edition of Live from Studio A. And joining us from, you're in the Twin Cities, right, Tony?
That's correct.
Joining us from the Twin Cities today is Tony Peterson. You know him from The Social Animals and from Sane Anyway and from playing with Colleen Myrie and from playing with everybody else. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to catch up with you. You know, so many musicians were just kind of knocked sideways by the pandemic and changed everything. Yeah. I know Social Animals kind of had big things planned that got put on hold. Is that right?
Yeah, we were in Europe when we got news of the pandemic, and we were in Stavanger, Norway in March, and we had to catch the next plane, which turned into a few planes to get back to the States in fear of being stuck in the UK like indefinitely. So we were literally on a tour bus in Norway. We had to get off in a tiny little town and find a cab and find a small airport and then take that to a bigger airport, to a bigger airport, and so on. And we had to leave our gear on the tour bus, which we finally got back like 4 or 5 months later when like warehouses reopened in Europe. It was insane.
Wow. Okay. Yours is the most dramatic story that I've heard so far.
Yeah.
From musicians. Wow. Well, and then I think you had planned, there had been an album release planned and that got pushed back. Am I right about that?
Yeah, which in a way is a blessing because now we've had time to make even more songs. And so during the pandemic year and a half here, we've since gone into the studio and recorded 3 new songs. So things are just getting pushed back a little further, but new songs are being added. So in a way, that's okay, you know, that we had to wait to make an album release. But, yeah, it'll come out eventually.
Okay. And Diedrich is in Nashville, I think,
mm-hmm.
at the moment.
Yes, he is.
And, but anyway, besides that, you have been doing a lot of recording during during the pandemic. I feel like every few months you send me, hey, I have this project.
Yeah.
One of those is a solo project called Ditch Bird, mm-hmm. and I think you had it ready a while ago, but it just got officially released. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. The album just came out just a few days ago,
okay.
last Friday.
Do you want to play something from that, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
This one is the title track from the album. It's called Real Enough For You Now. I know I'm lucky you're here within arm's reach, considering the things you hear about that coyote in me. Well, I'd like to douse those days in a petrol blaze. I know it's not enough just to hear me say, but I could talk until the sun comes up and my gums begin to bleed. I could dance like a drunken fool until my feet break the cardboard street. Till you tell me I'm real enough for you now. Real enough for you now. I'm gonna find a way to hear you say I'm real enough for you now. Well, all of my tricks, they are lost on you. Where others would find their kicks, honey, you're not fooled. And I've learned the best ones are not available long. just like the 4th of July will excite, and then so quickly it's gone. So I will build you a pillow from my tattered clothes and a jacket from my shredded skin. Craft a necklace from my rib cage and a collarbone violin. So you tell me I'm real enough for you now. Real enough for you now. I'm gonna find a way to hear you say I'm real enough for you now. Till the sun comes up and my gums begin to bleed. I could dance like a drunken fool until my feet break the cobbled street. Till you tell me, I'm real enough for you now. Real enough. I'm gonna find a way to hear you say I'm real enough for you now. I'm gonna find a way to hear you say I'm real enough for you now.
That is Tony Peterson in this virtual live from Studio A and a song from his Ditch Bird album. Is it self-titled?
It's called Real Enough For You Now.
Oh, the album is?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. I should have written that down. I did not.
No worries.
So that was the title song there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm mostly familiar with you from being in projects. And so have you ever done solo stuff before?
I did like 5 or 6 shows around the Twin Ports area a few years ago, and that's it. I never really did anything in terms of a project. It's always been my biggest fear and something I've always wanted to do, but never got the time to do it. And once this whole pandemic started, it was kind of like either I do nothing or I just practice guitar scales all day, every day, or I finally put some of these solo songs to use. So yeah, that's I decided to finally go for it, make a little solo project.
And had you done songwriting in any of the other projects that you were in?
Yeah, I've always been, especially in Saint Anyway. There was half of the songs were mine and half of the songs were Jamie's, usually in Saint Anyway. So I've been doing songwriting for a long time. And then in The Social Animals, there would be bits and pieces that I was able to contribute in terms of songwriting. But yeah, it's always been a big part of my life. And so I've been sitting on a pretty big pool and reserve of songs that finally found a home.
They just didn't never fit in any of those other projects.
Right. Yeah.
So what was scary about it for you?
Singing, I suppose, is the scary part. that's always, finding a voice, finding the sound that I wanted to, like, from jumping from so many bands and working mostly in like producing and mixing, it was daunting to choose a sound and choose a style, because I could go like complete Americana with Ditch Bird, or I could try to be a little more indie, or I could be like reverby and ambient, or I could try to like toss in a bunch of distorted electric guitars and try to go rock. And so I was like trying to find my own solo voice. Yeah, that was probably the most daunting part of the project.
And it definitely is different than anything that I've heard from you before. So where do you feel like, where do you feel like you landed stylistically?
Biggest inspirations for me were like sort of still in the Americana world, but they're groovy and they have some indie folk ambiance to it and some reverb and some groove, like bands like Phosphorescent and like maybe some Jason Isbell kind of thing, where it's still rootsy but it's got a band sound to it as well. I didn't want to just be like me with an acoustic like I've done before. I wanted to flesh it out and have some drums and some synth and things like that.
And was that all you, or are there other people?
I did everything on the album except for harmony vocals. Some of the harmonies was Jill Zimmerman, and the complicated and beautiful keyboard parts are by Ben Cosgrove, and he's a touring keyboardist, and he's played in Saint Anyway before, and yeah, he's part of the band Ghost of Paul Revere, and he's a friend of mine, so I hired him out for the parts that I could never even try to accomplish on keys.
I was wondering, because as you said, it is a very fleshed out album. As I was listening, I honestly had no idea what to expect, but you, in mm-hmm. like Insane Anyway, you play banjo, and mm-hmm. Social Animals is a more kind of pop rock project. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't quite sure what to expect. So it was really a nice surprise. And then
Good. And then
it was so fleshed out. I'm like, did he do this all himself?
Yeah, I got a little home studio here in Minneapolis, and with really nothing else to... Well, a lot of my time I've been spent doing commercial music since the pandemic started. And so that's stuff that's just like all instrumental. And that's, you know, keeping some income for me without touring. And so I've collected some better gear for recording, and I've gotten more comfortable with recording instruments and fleshing out arrangements, and so that definitely helped for my solo project work as well.
Nice. Had you been doing that before too?
No, I just kind of went full in and contacted some local commercial. There's so many places in Minneapolis, even. There's so many companies that do commercial music. It's amazing. And I didn't even know what commercial music was before. And like these libraries of instrumental music, and some of it is lyrical as well. But yeah, I really went in pretty deep into that world, and it keeps me busy. It keeps me in the studio, and it keeps me creative, and I can make, you know, different genres of instrumental music. It's really enjoyable. But yeah, I was able to take some of those skills and apply it to this project.
Oh, well, that's really cool. And of course, you know, a source of income during the pandemic is
exactly.
It's very much appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's very cool that you were able to find that opportunity. Well, what do you want to play next for us?
This one's called Be Good to Yourself. And I remember the recording of this one. I landed on some sort of... sonically, the recording of this is the first time on the album. If you listen to it, it's on iTunes and Spotify and everything. This is the first song where I felt like, oh, I understand where Ditchbird's going to go. And so after that, I kind of tried to go down that road with all the remaining songs and the rest of the recordings. But this is called Be Good to Yourself.
October, mostly sober, you seem so far away. You say you must be leaving, you must have your reasons, so I won't try to make you stay. I won't fight to keep you down, I know that'll only make you drown. There's only one thing that I have to say. Be good. Be good. Be good to yourself. Be good. Be good. Be good to yourself. Be good to yourself. Well, somewhat seeming, we were fever dreaming on 27th and Monroe. Days in mid-dance, paused in mixed trance, in golden hour glow. It fell out like an accident when our love you came and went. Now there's only one thing left to say. Be good, be good, be good to yourself. Be good, be good, be good to yourself, be good to yourself. I'm not much for advice, and I'm trying to be nice. Get out of your own way. Well, I'm not much for advice, and I'm trying to be nice. Get out of your own way. And be good, be good. Be good to yourself. Be good. Be good. Be good to yourself. Be good to yourself.
That is Tony Peterson playing another Ditchbird song from that new album. And was that, so you said that this was the one that first felt like Ditchbird to you, or kind of gave you an idea of what it was going to be. Was it a new song, or was it one you'd had around for a while and you just started, when you started recording it, you kind of got a feel for how you wanted to produce it?
No, that was a brand new one that came out shortly after the Social Animals were forced off the road and we were stuck at home, and I just started doing some songwriting. Maybe half of the songs from the 11 song album here are new, the other half are could be quite old, or at least a year or two old.
So did kind of finding that voice as Ditchbird change how you were approaching the older songs?
Definitely, yeah. It really helped sculpt the direction and the style that I was trying to portray them in, for sure.
And so now that you've done this, do you think that you'll do more solo stuff, or you get, I mean, Social Animals has been a kind of a big deal for you for a while. Like, that's been your main thing.
Definitely. And it continues to be, but still, it seems like we've got at least until September. We're booked to go back in Europe and, in September, but you know, that's still up in the air and the dates are confirmed, but you know, who knows what may or may not happen. But, in the meantime, I am still planning on making yet another Ditchbird project that should be coming out before Social Animals get busy again. So, yeah, I'll keep it going.
So you had even more songs saved up.
Yeah.
You should have just done a double album, Tony.
I could have, yeah. But now the next one sounds even a little bit different, and it's fun to keep creating. I remember there's a class I had in college where it was a top by Livingston Taylor, which is James Taylor's brother. And Livingston had said that from his experiences, what he's seen is that the happiest musicians are the ones that continue to create. And I appreciate that. I'll just want to keep creating. The process is what's really fun for me. So mm-hmm. I just keep on pumping them out. And every day if I go up into the studio and make something new, it's a good day. So that's what I plan to do.
Now, are you one of those people that kind of intentionally sets aside time? I am going to spend this amount of time in the studio today, or do you wait for inspiration to strike, or how do you do it?
Well, I don't have any other jobs, so all of my time is dedicated towards trying to feel inspiration, which doesn't mm-hmm. always happen. So mm-hmm. that's where I can tap into commercial music. If it just feels like maybe today is just a work day, then I can, you know, like program drums, and I can do things that aren't quite as creatively demanding, and I can play bass lines, you know, on my synth keyboard, or like things that to me, you know, but when I'm feeling really creative, then I can take that moment and I can write a ditch bird song or try to contribute something to the social animals. So yeah, it's when it's a job, I try to balance out both those things. The pathos and the logos, the mental side and the creative side.
Well, and it sounds like you have the flexibility to do that, which is a really nice place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so in addition to the Ditch Bird project, we mentioned Saint Anyway, and I was excited, as I'm sure many of your old fans were, to get new music from that band, because yeah. they were pretty you guys were pretty beloved around the area when you were around.
I know there's quite a few people that were really sad when that got kind of pushed to the side. You know, the members split states and we started living in different places, and yeah, so I was really excited to get that back going again. We started a group chat between the four of us, which is Ben Cosgrove, as I mentioned. He plays on the Ditch Bird album, and then of course Dane Levinsky on bass, and Jamie Callistead on acoustic and harmonica and vocals. And we were just chatting in a group chat, and I think Ben said, hey, it's been 10 years since my first show with you guys. And we were like, huh, we should make a song for like a 10-year reunion. And then that song became Seven. And since, with modern technology, the ability to record and email parts back and forth, it fell together.
That's really cool. Were you the one that put it all together, or?
Yeah, it ran basically off of my home studio, and they would send me their parts, and then I would mix it and do whatever I can do to faux master it. Whatever mastering, that's a magical wizardy term. I did my best, but yeah, I did everything here on my end.
Well, very different from what you're used to with them, but that's pretty cool that you're able to come up with something.
I mean, at least we got to make something Saint Anyway like, and 10 years after, you know, one of our last shows. So yeah, it was really rewarding.
Nice. And then you have yet another project.
Oh yeah.
tell us about Love and Effort.
Oh yeah. So my uncle Kurt Peterson is, I remember seeing his electric guitars and his acoustic guitars and his recording equipment in his basement in Cloquet when I was just a little guy. And, he taught me my first chords, and he taught me so much about songwriting and song structure, and he introduced me to so many of the bands that completely changed my life. And we played in a band many, many years ago, and then we hadn't played together since in 15 years maybe. And with this time at home, I posted some video of me on Facebook of me like playing some silly Van Halen thing. And Kurt commented and said, hey, let's do a song together and you can tread. And I was like, yeah, please. And that became 10 songs. And same thing, he would send me parts and I would work on it here in my home studio. And most everything was written. The ideas are mostly his wonderful songwriting ideas. And then I can take the parts and put it all together and kind of like put the puzzle pieces in a line and help him with that vision. And that became the two of us making this band called Love and Effort.
I love this. You know, it's like you have managed to use the pandemic time to kind of stay connected with your old mm-hmm. bandmates in Saint Anyway, with your uncle. Yeah. And that's like one thing that's been hard during this time is staying connected with the people that we love, you know, whether we're being careful about the virus or, you know, our circumstances. So that I love that you were able to do that.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to be able to do so. Definitely.
And Love and Effort is yet again very different from the other ones. I've just kind of gave it a quick listen, and I was like, this is, you know, some of the songs are kind of petty-esque, I thought. I was like, that's...
Yeah, well, we set a sonic goal of being kind of like the Wildflowers album. So there's...
Which is Tom one of Petty. My favorite albums, so...
Well, it's one of the best albums, yeah, right? I mean, yeah. It just sounds incredible. Every song is incredible. So shooting that is quite a high bar. But, you know, might as well aim for something that is that good. So we were going for Wildflowers mixed with things like the Bodines, which people aren't as familiar with, but they're a Midwestern band. singer-songwriter kind of Tom Petty-esque sounding group. And that was kind of what we were shooting for.
Nice. All right. Well, I always like it when I'm guessing correctly about something. Yeah, sometimes I'm way off.
No, you got that one.
Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
Cool. One more Ditch Bird song. This one's called In It Together.
Your bike up on the back rack, you're fighting through a panic attack. Say what you see, count and breathe until it's good and gone. Now I'm watching how my ice melts, and I bet that's just how you felt. Freezing cold, still sweating out the toxins all around you. And I can tell it's been harder in this town than hell. Together until the end. Well, I can take a clean white page and riddle it with holes, and you can turn an easy A into a summertime of woes, and you can name a thousand stars in all the galaxies, and when you're staring up at Mars, make midnight philosophies, and I can pop that big balloon for you. But when the world is a mess and we're way over our heads, in it together until the end. When the world is a mess and we're way over our heads, in it together till the end. Your breath, I know just what you mean. It's a polar opposite magnetic dance alive between you and me. But when the world is a mess and we're way over our heads, in it together until the end. When the world is a mess and we're way over our heads, in it together till the end.
That is another Ditch Bird tune from Tony Petersen. And is that an older one or a newer one that you...
That's also a new one.
Okay. Well, and if people want to find that album, where can they... You mentioned a couple things. I know it's on Bandcamp, right?
That's right. It's on Bandcamp, and it's at TonyPetersenMusic.com, which is Peterson with an S-E-N. Yeah, it's under Ditch Bird on iTunes and Amazon, and you can ask Alexa, and you can ask Siri, and yeah, just look up Ditch Bird wherever you stream music, YouTube and such.
Have you done any live streaming during the pandemic?
I only did one other live stream with WTIP, North okay. Shore Radio up in Grand Marais, but looking to do more.
And now that you've, you know, dipped your toe in the solo arena, can you see yourself doing some solo shows or does yeah. Ditch Bird, I mean, would you do them solo or would you prefer to like get some people to flesh them out?
I think both. It'd be fun to have to flesh it out. That's something I've always seen as a goal in my life. I just need to find how to do that, how to pay the people, how to transport the people. Yeah, but I definitely, in terms of the summer, once I can get doing patio shows and then indoor small venues, absolutely. Now that I finally kind of got over the hump of setting this as a goal and finally realizing it, I think it'll be a lifetime thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad you were able to do that. I think that's all I had. So people can find you on the web and listen to the album and purchase the album. So thank you so much, Tony. It's really fun to catch up with you.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
That is Tony Peterson. He is, you might know him from the all of the bands, from Social Animals, from Saint Anyway, and now from his solo project, Ditch Bird. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To listen to past sessions or to see upcoming guests, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is a virtual Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.